And I suppose this is one of the nicest views. Some quite nice views. Anyway, quite high up here, so we are quite lucky with catch the wind, but we also see for a long way as well.
This is one of my, I don't come here very often, but it is quite a nice spot because you look right in onto our farm. I think you stand here and you look around and I say, yeah, we're in a good spot.
Got quite a panoramic view from here, really.
We have, if you look around to the north or to our my right now, as I'm looking, we look into the village, the church is above us.
Oh, I think this one's quite nice because you can see the church from here, Goonhilly, the windmills at Bonython, and it's overcast today, but you can actually see the sea, you can see Falmouth Bay, just across there.
You look to the north of the village and you skirt yourself around the Brill. You look straight into Tringilly, going round to the left. You can see Halston Gwig at the right on the far horizon, and over. As you go around, you see going hilly down to the wind turbines. What was the satellite station, and then you're going around to the left. You're going towards the Lizard and around St Cavern, and right around to Falmouth Bay. What a place, what a view. And I would say this is one of the good places to live. It's just the patchwork of fields, hedges, different colours, the trees.
And daffodil fields as well.
It's just what the countryside's all about. If you stood here 30 years ago, when I came down, I've been coming down for more than 30 years, but I've been living here for 30 years, nearly. The landscape is very similar. Things hasn't changed in recent times. Things would have changed probably after the First World War, Second World War. There was a time when fields were made bigger, where hedges were bulldozed, and on our own farm, you can see traces of where hedges used to be, but they were taken out to make, say, two fields into one.
The difference would be you wouldn't have seen plastic up in the fields there, really. But besides that, you would still have seen ploughed ground and green fields.
Well, the landscape had changed, but the number of animals is on. I know we're talking about the middle of winter-ish, and a lot of the animals are in. The rest of the farmland aren't cattle on. You know, in the summer you can see cattle on the fields. Now is, I think one farmer takes silage off of it to take to his farm farther down. Come on, you answer me phone a minute. And,
I don't know who that was, one missed call.
Yeah, so here's some of the residents. Oh. And there's our big chap, there's our bull. He came from Scotland. So he had a long trip down. These are all his. She was one of twins, so she's a bit smaller. But these are his children. And you, see?
I think our countryside, the way we see it, is going to be very, very similar.
Yes. We had the vet round yesterday to check, see if they were in calf, to see if he's doing his job. the thing that probably is one of the things that's affected us most, and what the reason for that is, we haven't really quite got to the bottom of, but it's the last 2 years. We've had water running through the farm, through the streams. Never a problem for years, but the last 2 years, that stream has dried up. We've not had water, so we've had to feed, mains water, and make sure we've got it now in all the fields, just about all the fields, or they can access it in the next field. It's amazing how much water calves drink. So that's it. So whether that's down to global warming or the stream silting up further up.
Whatever goes on will affect, you know, the people of Constable. Because they need to get out of the village, so, you know, fuel will cost. They need to switch on their light bulb, so that will cost. And they need to eat, so that will cost. So, it's going to affect everybody, won't it? Longer term. I don't think there's no alternative. You know, I think, some people do work from home, don't they? But the vast majority of people get into their car and go.
That's one way. We have to dig for oil. That's what I was saying. We've got to dig for oil. That's what could be in this field. I don't think you'll find oil under granite, do you? Wishful thinking on my part.